And with us now on Coach's Corner, the head coach of the Chatfield Gophers, it's Jeff Johnson. Coach, how's it going today?
Excellent. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for taking the time to chat with us, Coach. We do appreciate it. You get the win over Goodhue, 28-20, the final score. You guys were on the road in Goodhue for a Wednesday night showdown. Coach, take us to the game overall and how you thought the Gophers played.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was a tough battle again. We've said this from the beginning of the year, that there's a lot of good teams in our district and in our section, and that included Goodhue. They're a very good football team. They've got the capability of beating anybody. We've got teams in our section that have the capability of beating anybody and getting beat by anybody. So it's a heck of a section, heck of a conference. And that being said, I'm pretty proud of the boys for going 8-0 on the season. This hasn't been done for 23, 24 years here in Chatfield. We have not gone 8-0 for that long, I believe since 1999. So a big congrats to our kids to get that done. It's very hard to do in our conference, and it's very hard to travel. We played a heck of a schedule, starting with Leward at home. They had a great year traveling all the way down to La Crescent. La Crescent had a great year. La Crescent turned around and put up big points against other teams and rivals in the area. On the road to Doriota, on the road to Goodhue, our drive last night. So these are things that are more difficult than what people realize, even when you have a very good team. And we've got a lot of good returning starters. Things didn't go our way right away at the beginning of the game. Goodhue put a great drive together, milked a lot of clock. They scored. We come back out on our offense, and we had a couple missed blocks and a poor read for our passing game, in which we probably had a touchdown, but didn't hit the right receiver, and ended up punting. Well, they got the ball back again and drove and milked some clock, and sure enough, the first quarter's done, and we've only ran three offensive plays. So great game plan by them. Our defense couldn't get off the field, but at times we held up tight and kept them out of the end zone, which was awesome for our kids, for the coaches to see, especially in the second half. The ball really bounced their way, and to their credit, they had a nice game plan. And they had some kids that made some very good plays, especially on fourth down. I believe they went for fourth down probably six times. They got it four. We held them twice. They only punted once. We only punted once. So it was a battle going back and forth. We had some huge plays on our end, too, offensively. Our line starting to tighten things up there in the second half, made some great blocks. We got our running backs going again. Sam Backer had another huge game for us, 275 yards on the ground on 15 carries. We need to take a look at our whole attack in general. We got to get a little bit more out of our passing game. We know that teams are going to be up in the box now trying to stop our run game. So we got a few days now to get back to some fundamentals, take a look at the entire field and see how we can attack these teams. And then, of course, go back to the fundamentals on defense and make sure all of our screws are tightened up here, because it's going to be a heck of a playoffs here starting here in about 5 days.
Jeff Johnson with us, the head coach of the Chatfield Gophers. Coach, you mentioned it. The playoffs start on Tuesday night. You'll be hosting Lewiston-Altura. What do you expect to see from the Cardinals?
Yeah, Lewiston, you know, didn't have the year that they wanted. They lost a lot of seniors last year. They're a great group. Got a lot of younger kids playing for them over there. I appreciate their battle all year. They've shown up. Great coaching staff over there. I know Brent will have the kids fired up and ready to play no matter who's out there playing for them. So, again, it's one of those games where we're not going to be able to take anything for granted. I've seen things happen before where 7 and 8 seeds have come and shocked 1 and 2 seeds. So our kids are going to make sure that that's not going to happen. We're going to stay as focused as we can here in the next few days. Give the kids a day or two off here to heal up some bumps and bruises. But after that, we got to put the nose to the grindstone here and get focused and get ready to play, because We're going to have some tough opponents here in the next couple weeks.
Jeff Johnson with us, the head coach of the Chatfield Gophers, 8-0 in the regular season. They wrapped up the regular season with a win over Goodhue Wednesday night, 28-20. They take on Lewiston Altura in the first round of the Section 1 2A playoffs on Tuesday night in Chatfield. Coach, as always, we do appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck as you head into the playoffs.
Thanks again, and thanks for covering us.
We appreciate that. Thanks, Jeff. We got more Coach's Corner on the way next this morning right here on 103.1 KFIL.